Marvin was a conscientious, honest working guy who squeezed each weekly paycheck till the eagle had run dry. He strained to pay his taxes and the bills when they came due, and living very frugally, he saved a buck or two. Then one day a slick young chick with eyes of misty brown began to sell a credit plan to people of the town. She never left a stone unturned, she canvassed every door, and Marvin soon was collared by this cute solicitor. She signed him as a member in that brand new credit plan. It was the slickest gimmick yet conceived by mind of man. Accepted universally, all land or sea or air, it was an invitation to go bankrupt anywhere. So Marvin used his credit card to pay a dinner bill, and found it gained him great respect, attention, and goodwill. His ego grew inflated and his judgment was seduced, for Marvin flipped and something snapped his inhibitions loose. He lived it up and had a ball with reckless frequency. He wined and dined the upper crust of high society. He then engaged the bridal suite and loaded it with flowers, and ordered champagne by the case to while away the hours. A Meyer Davis orchestra was hired to set the mood, while Marvin entertained the cream of showgirl pulchritude. He gave a Broadway starlet who was pleasing to his eye a souvenir of finest mink before he said goodbye. Next on his agenda was a flight to southern Spain, so Marvin used his credit card to charter his own plane. The morning came for takeoff and a goodly crowd was there, but just before he climbed aboard, a siren pierced the air. A detective jumped out from a car and grabbed him from behind, and ordered him to come along if Marvin didn't mind. But Marvin only smiled and said,
I don't mind at all,
'cause while it lasted, I sure had a crazy swinging ball.